This is Dr. Mejia, detailing for patient Tarun Brohira, R-O-H-I-R-A, medical records 149628, date of birth 3-19-1986, referring physician self-procedure performed AJD, secondary procedure biopsy, state of the procedure 4-23-2022. Indications, this procedure performed AJD, secondary procedure biopsies, indication dyspepsia, history of hiatal hernia, possible diagnosis, impression one, large 4 centimeter hiatal hernia, number two, possible Barrett's esophagus, number three, esophageal ulcer, pure paragraph, deform insertion, second portion of the duodenum, complication not immediately, medication, aspirin, monitor, anesthesia, care, pure paragraph, open procedure, aspirin, EGD template, pure paragraph, findings, otopharynx, pianoma, pure paragraph, esophagus, in the distal esophagus, there is a clean base esophageal ulcer, about 5 millimeters, biopsy is taken, pure paragraph. There is a, what appears, two to three centimeters segment of salmon colored mucosa consistent with endoscopic diagnosis of Barrett's, biopsy taking all four quadrants every 2 centimeters, period paragraph. Hiatal hernia appears to be measured about 3 to 4 centimeters, period paragraph. Stomach, erythema in the antum, body biopsy taken radius pylori, period paragraph. Duodenum D1, D2 appear normal, period paragraph. Biopsies were taken from second portion of the duodenum, renal celiac disease, period paragraph. Recommendations 1, for pathology reports, number 2, antiflux measures, number 3, avoid NSAIDs, number 4, monitor clinical, number 5, patient will be started on protonis, following regas field daily, next number, patient will repeat EGD 6 to 8 weeks to document esophageal ulcer healing, period, paragraph. Further recommendations will be based on pathology reports.